Hey there, Patriots. Hope you guys are having a great day. I was like, I couldn't get the camera to work. But anyway, I just had to reboot. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for hanging in. And I'm glad to see you guys. I'm glad that we are able to join today. I had a huge project. Sorry, I missed you guys yesterday. And so now here we are. I'm so glad we're back in the saddle. And so we're going to talk today about all these great things. Wasn't that beautiful yesterday? I'm telling you, our wonderful president puts on a production. It was $48 million, and it was really, in my opinion, well spent, because I'm sure that this is really going to encourage a lot of people who maybe weren't considering being in the military. It's going to make them go, yeah, I do want to jump in, because under the wonderful commander in chief, I definitely want to be a part of it. And you and I are kind of in his army too. We really are. We are the Freedom Force Battalion. If you guys are new here, this is my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And there's tons of resources over there. If you don't know, definitely check into all the social media so you can be there with us and share every day. Everybody, push, push, push. Get the truth out. This is what God has called us to do, is to share the truth about what's going on. We're going to talk today about what's really going on in Iran and all this happening. It's not even news that just came out this morning that I want to share with you guys. So, all right, so here we are. I've got something I had just came over the wire, and I want to make sure I grab that, because Maria Bartiromo was talking with the crown prince of Iran this morning, and I wanted to make sure to share that with you guys. But don't forget, hit the like button right now, you guys. Everybody, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to the fathers. Anybody who has a father, everybody have, make sure you call your father. If you have a stepfather, or anybody who's been a father figure in your life, make sure to give them the love that they deserve today, because we really, really appreciate all these wonderful fathers. So I've got earring issues too. Whatever. It's all it is. It is. Yeah. Hit the like button. Thanks, Songbird. Uh-oh. The volume is too low. Okay, let me make sure and check this. Hang on. I'll turn it up a little bit. I don't want to blast you out. I'm in the yellow zone right now. So anybody else got an issue with that? Make sure that you subscribe. Your bell is rung so you know whenever we are going live with a new video. Now, so the thing I'm going to show a little bit about what happened yesterday. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. coming up this Thursday, and so I'm going to be interested to see if any of these tanks are there or if they're gone. We will see. All I know is, military is the only way, and no doubt this was a beautiful, beautiful celebration. So check this out.
120 miles an hour, the Golden Knights are using flexible wing gliders to maintain their formation. They open their main canopy simultaneously and negotiate the softest possible landing. I'll tell you, they can't hear you, but they sure can see you. You can give them a great big wave, ladies and gentlemen. The Golden Knights, the finest parachuting team in the world. Nation divided. Over four brutal years, nearly 2 million soldiers fought to preserve the Union. Among them, five future presidents and the first recipients of a brand new military decoration, the Medal of Honor. With independence won, our nation's westward expansion began. The Army moved in step, guarding settlers as Native scouts lit the way. Immigrants joined the cause, and the Buffalo Soldiers etched a legacy of grit and honor across the American frontier. And by the late 1850s, official regulations outlined distinct looks shaping the Army's identity and function across the force. Soldiers.
So that was quite a beautiful event yesterday, and I loved seeing our wonderful president there being saluting our wonderful men and women in the service, and giving them the honor that they are so well deserving of. It's a I just was wondering, you know, what was going to happen yesterday. And I'm going to show you some posts that maybe, you know, lead us to believe something's imminent. We will see. We'll wait and see. But no doubt the whole world saw our military yesterday, and really the 250 years of our military and all that they've done, and giving them the honor and really saying, you know what, we're going to have, they're going to save the world. This is the group, the military, that will save the world. As we have talked about, and I was thinking about this last night, and I'm sure this is what you guys think about. What is the keystone that will bring this cabal crashing down? And we've thought, oh, is it going to be, you know, getting the election set right, which that's a big part of it. Is it getting all these bad judges out of there? Yes, that's a big part of it. Is it waking up the people? Of course, that's a big part of it. Is it getting, you know, where we are the news now? Yes, that's a big part of it. But what is the one thing that 17 told us is the only way? It's the military. It is this military right here that we just saw, you know, the commemoration of this wonderful group of selfless, you know, hardworking patriots that will save the world, not just America, but save the world. And so that's really, you know, we know that there's nothing that can really do it except for the military. That's what we've been told. And that's what, not only have we been told that, but we know that's the case. That's the truth. That's the, unfortunately, there's no amount of badgering, no amount of screaming and carrying on and marching in the streets and beating drums that's going to do it. What we have to have is the military. So thank God. Thank God for the military, and thank God for our wonderful President Trump, the Commander-in-Chief. And he did the oath of office with some of the new soldiers, and I want you to hear that. That was amazing. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I want you to hear this, because I thought this was beautiful. And listen to him when he says about obeying your president. It's like, you know, and that is their code, and that they are responsible to follow his commands, because this is life or death here. This is life or death for our country. Okay, so check this out.
State your name.
Aye.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic. That I will bear true faith,
that I will bear true faith,
and allegiance to the same,
and allegiance to the same,
and that I will obey the orders,
that I will obey the orders,
of the President of the United States,
of the President of the United States,
and the orders,
and the orders,
of the officers appointed over me,
of the officers appointed over me,
according to regulations,
and the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, congratulations. Welcome to the United States Army, and have a great life. Thank you very much.
All right. I thought that was amazing. That was so beautiful to hear. And you know, if you've been in the 17 Army, you know we've taken that oath long ago. 17 actually had us take the oath long, long, long ago. And we've sworn allegiance to our country and to fighting all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so, yeah, what we really didn't realize was how the domestic was actually worse than the foreign, and that they've infiltrated and crept in unawares, as the Bible talks about. For those of you who are new, we look at how this is biblical. I'm going to show you some really beautiful passages and promises that the Lord has made, that he's going to set us free from these people. There's no doubt about it. So I just want you to hang in there. All right, so let's see what else. Here is President Trump said that Putin, so the first thing we're going to talk about is Iran. Putin called him yesterday to wish him a happy birthday, and by the way, to talk about Iran. And this is what President Trump posted about it. Vladimir Putin called President Trump today to wish him a happy birthday. This is what he says. Let me make sure I've got the actual post. Okay. Well, that's not the actual post. Okay. Well, anyway, this is basically what it said, though. President Putin called this morning to very nicely wish me a happy birthday, but to more importantly talk about Iran, a country he knows very well. We talked at length. Much less time was spent talking about Russia/Ukraine, but that will be for the next week. Okay? He is doing the planned prisoner swaps. Large numbers of prisoners are being exchanged immediately from both sides. The call lasted approximately 1 hour. He feels, as do I, this war in Israel-Iran should end. To which I explained, his war should also end. Right? So that's where we are, you know, which you and I both agree that, you know, I feel that you do. I guess I shouldn't be speaking for you, but that this is, you know, I think that Putin and President Trump, and I even said this on the post, I said these will go down in history as heroes for ending war and casting out the satanic criminal cabal. That's really what they're doing. In my strong opinion, what's really going on in Ukraine is that these, you know, this is a satanic criminal cabal, and they're being rooted out, root and branch. I'm going to show you the verse in the Bible about that. I want you to get your pencil and write this down, your number two pencil. This is what it's about, and this is what Putin and President Trump are both working hard to get these people, these criminals, out of here. And so, you know, this is what it's what we have to do. We all have to get to push hard to get this done. Now, it says, you know, about the interesting little phrase here. It says that they'll be talking about this next week about Russia, Ukraine, but then you've got the Israel, Iran. And I'm going to show you what he just posted this morning. President Trump, actually, this was maybe yesterday. There's the one he did. I'll show you the next one. But President Trump told ABC News that it's possible we could get involved in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Iran. Now, the way that ABC is kind of reporting it is like, oh, we could get involved. We're probably going to get into a war. Let's go. And that's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. As you just saw on that post, he's not interested in having getting involved in a war, a conflict between Israel and Iran. The president made comments to ABC News, Rachel Scott. He also reiterated the U.S. is not at this moment involved in the conflict. Okay, that was his quote, not at this moment. Trump also said precision words. The man is a genius communicator, absolute genius. Trump also said he would be open to Russian President Vladimir Putin being a mediator in the conflict. He is ready. He called me about it. We had a long talk about it, Trump said. Okay, so that's based upon that truth that President Trump posted about him and Putin having this discussion. That is what's, you know, they're talking about helping to resolve this. Now, how do you resolve these things? How has he resolved the other ones, right? He's resolved the other ones with trade negotiations. That's how he resolved the Pakistan-India conflict, some others with the Houthis and all these different ones. He always resolves it with the carrot instead of the stick. It's in your best interest to resolve these things. Now, the problem is when you have people who it's in their best interest to foment war because they get rich off of war, that's another issue. And that's where you have to have the military come in to remove the bad actors who are just wanting to do this because it gives them money and power. All right, so very interesting there. And then here's the post that President Trump just put out this morning. Iran and Israel should make a deal and will make a deal just like I got India and Pakistan to make in that case, by using trade with the United States to bring reason, cohesion, and sanity into the talks with the two excellent leaders who were able to quickly make a decision and stop. Okay, that's what he's talking about in the India-Pakistan deal. Okay, also during my first term, Serbia and Kosovo were going at it hot and heavy as they have been for many decades. So here we go again, Serbia and Kosovo. This is his first term. Okay, and this was a long time conflict. Was ready to break out into war, and I stopped it. Biden was hurt the long-term prospects with some very stupid decisions, but I'll fix it again. Another case is Egypt and Ethiopia and their fight over a massive dam that's having an effect on the magnificent Nile River. There's peace, at least for now, because of my intervention, and it will stay that way, again, because he's working on trade. He works on it. He makes peace through trade. Likewise, we will have peace soon, because between Israel and Iran. Okay. That's what he says. And that's what I believe is going to happen. So this has been a big blow up this week. And I'm going to talk about, you know, what is really behind it, I think. Many calls and meetings are now taking place. I do a lot and never get credit. We do give you credit, President Trump. Everybody give President Trump. We love you. We appreciate you. We know that you are the commander in chief, and we know that you are fighting so hard for America. So we do. We give you credit. We know it's you who's fixing this stuff, and they are always messing it up. That's okay. The people understand. The people understand. The people. We get it. We do. He knows that we get it. Make the Middle East great again. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to talk about one of my dearest friends who is from Iran, and just, she just is praying every day for her country to be back, because she lives in America because she's lost her country. Her country was hijacked. But anyway, by the CIA, right? All right. Here's where posted. President Trump just posted another thing. He said, this was at midnight last night, the U.S. had nothing to do with the attack on Iran tonight. This was at 12:32 a.m. If we are attacked in any way, shape, or form by Iran, the full strength and might of the U.S. Armed Forces will come down on you at levels never seen before. However, we can easily get a deal done between Iran and Israel and end this bloody conflict. Okay, so he's saying he had nothing to do with it. Now, I didn't see the post, but you guys, I'm sure, have seen it. I had posted it this week, that Netanyahu said that President Trump was involved with, and you know, gave the green light for them to attack Iran. But if you remember, immediately they came out, and Rubio came out with it from the Secretary of State letterhead saying that they were not involved in that. Now, I will agree, we do know that we have our battleships over there protecting Israel from missiles that would be, and drones being shot into Israel, okay, in that way, but not actively involved in the, there's difference of opinion on whether the U.S. Army was giving any intelligence to Israel about Iran. Okay, so it's hard to say, because I get conflicting information, don't you? It's the fog of war, and so I don't trust, you know, anybody. Like President Trump says, I don't trust anybody. I verify and I just listen to what President Trump has to say. So I think, okay, bottom line, what I believe is happening is that the Iran, as President Trump has said many times, is not allowed to have a nuclear weapon. This would be catastrophic for the world. But understand, it's not the Iranian people. Of course, it's the regime that has hijacked Iran, took over Iran. And so 42 years ago, I'm going to show you the rightful prince of Iran. All right. So that's the first thing to understand, is that, you know, that. But then Israel went in and attacked them. It's a very interesting moment in time. All right, so now I want you to see, I love, 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 and I'm going to show you the crown prince here in just a second. Tucker Carlson, I love him. I really appreciate him, you know, being so great and using his platform to just red pill the world. Great job. I love this. Look at this. The real divide is in between people who support Israel and people who support Iran or the Palestinians. He's even throwing the Palestinians in there. Like, you know, it's not about who supports who. Are you on this side or that side? The real divide is between those who casually encourage violence and those who seek to prevent it, between warmongers and peacemakers. Between warmongers and peacemakers. We know that. That's the issue. Who are the warmongers? They would include anyone who's calling Donald Trump today to demand airstrikes and other U.S. military involvement in the war with Iran. On that list, look at this. He names names. Look at this. Sean Hannity. Calling out Sean Hannity. Boom. Mark Levin. Rupert Murdoch. Ike Perlmutter. And Miriam Adelson. I think this is the woman who's given millions and millions and millions of dollars to President Trump to support Israel. And they want a U.S. military involved to strike Iran. I think that what's happening is they're exposing that they're the warmongers. Netanyahu is a warmonger. That these people right here that Tucker Carlson is listening are the warmongers who are trying to foment this war. Because, I mean, I don't know where Miriam Adelson got all of her money, but is she somehow getting some of this money? Is it in her best interest financially to foment all this war? Is she somehow connected to the people who are, you know, getting all this money? And then you've got Pompous Pompeo coming on, and he's talking about, this Islamic, whatever you call them, terrorists, there's the boogeyman, so we've got to bomb the whole of Iran over it. We got to start a whole big war with Iran. Pompous Pompeo can put it where the sun don't shine. I'm telling you, Pompous Pompeo, out. He's another one. Add him to the list. And then I'm very, very happy to see that Charlie Kirk is anti-war. I really am a very, very happy camper about that. Very happy to see his post. And I think that he knows that the youth are over it. They are over it. They're not, they're the generation that is not going to go and just be cannon fodder all over the world. They're not going to do it. Now, J.D. Vance spoke at the event yesterday, the Flag Day parade. He spoke and he and I posted this. He said, we're not going to send you to war over something that is, unless it's absolutely, absolutely necessary. And then if we do send you, it'll be very strategic, and you will go and you will do the job and you'll be protected, you'll be supported, and then you'll come home. That's not exactly what he said, but that's it in a nutshell. So you can go back and look at all the posts that I did yesterday. If you're not familiar, make sure you go to my ex account. I'm very happy that we've been growing, and I really appreciate you guys supporting me. It's Melissa Redpill right there. So now we just hit 20,000. We'll never, I guess, get our old account back, I don't guess. So we're just starting over from scratch, and I really appreciate you guys helping me to do that. And whenever you go over and you hit the like and you do the comments and you do the repost, it really does help. And so, like, I had something yesterday that it had a lot of people saw. So I just, 200,000 people or something. It was really good. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And my mother thanks you, and my father thanks you. Sure, we all thank you. Okay, so, all right, back to this. All right, so I really appreciate Charlie Kirk. Back to Charlie Kirk. The young people are not up for it, and he also is agreeing with them, saying we are not going to be the generation that goes to war. We're going to be the generation that stops this madness. We're not going to go and be cannon fodder. Okay, I really appreciate that. All right, so this was... I hate to even show you this whole thing, but I do think that I need to. Let me do this first. This is something is that the one I wanted to show you? Okay. Oh, there's one I wanted. There's so many things. I was like, I want to show this. I want to show that. Let me just go ahead and show this to, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Forbidden. Give me a break. Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Here's the one. Hopefully it's not going to give me any. Oh, because I had to reboot, I think, is why I did that. Okay, Iran next. Okay, so I want you to see this post right here. Right here. Look at this. And I think it says it maybe a couple of times. Yeah, Iran next. Here we go. This was way back, y'all, in 2018. After CIA was removed from North Korea, we got these messages that Iran was next. Okay, so here's one post 1146 talking about Iran next. Okay, so I'm not going to go into all the detail. That's not what this video is really about at this point. But here's one, again, back in 2018, Iran next. Distract, IG report, hearings, Korea, Iran next, regime in trouble. The Khomeini regime is in trouble. It is a good time to be able to oust them. They are the ones who have been causing all this conflict all over the world. Okay. People awake, projection, these people are sick. Okay. So then you got farther down here, it talks about Iran next. So we're talking about North Korea, Syria, Pakistan. Iran next. In other words, to remove the CIA as the regime that's controlling all these things and being the used as the boogeyman to frighten the world and to cause all this conflict. And really, ultimately, that's really what the issue is between, you know, Israel and Iran. It's a proxy war between the two of the same side, between the New World Order minions. That's really what it's about. You know, that's really the issue. And so, you know, they can show anything in the world on the news. The bottom line is, we know it's not the people of Iran. It's not the people of Israel. It's the people at the top in the New World Order. Okay, here's another one, 947. This was way back in March of 2018. Iran next, okay? All right, so I just wanted you to see, I never would have expected it to be this long to get there. But that's where we are. That's how long it's taking. Okay, so setting Iran free from the regime. And so I want you to hear, I hopefully have it right here. No, bear with me. I'm going to find the one that here's the one. I want you to hear what the Crown Prince, Reza Pahlavi, has to say. He was on Maria Bartiromo this morning, and he was talking about that this is the moment that the regime can be removed. And it was even saying back in 2018, finally, after, you know, almost 40 years, that they were losing their grip. They were losing their power. And this is what, you know, the people have been praying for. I mean, just can you imagine if you have to leave your family, leave your friends, leave your country, and like my friend has come to America, and it's just, it's so sad, and she wants to go back, but and the people who are there, it's just that their life is just, it's just bad. It's just bad under this brutal regime. And you never know from 1 minute to the next. You don't have any rights. You don't know from 1 minute to the next if you'll be thrown in the slammer and you have no recourse at all. Anyway, so I just misspelled that word. Put the rightful prince back in his rightful place or someone else deserving. All right, so here I want you to hear what he has to say. And he actually, at the very end, he has a lot of things to say to the people of Iran. So check this out.
Is the exiled crown prince of Iran, His Royal Highness Reza Pahlavi. Your Highness, thank you so much for being here today. What is your reaction to this conflict?
The first thing I need to say here is that my heart goes out to the victims, civilian victims, both in Iran and in Israel, who are unfortunately casualties of this conflict. But one thing is very clear, and I mentioned that last time we spoke, that this is not the Iranian people's war. It is Ali Khamenei's war, and he's solely and ultimately responsible for having brought this to this stage. What angers me further is that he's using my compatriots as a human shield while he is currently hiding in some underground tunnel like a rat. And we have had reports that senior members and officials have already had their families fleeing the country to foreign destinations, perhaps even including some of his own.
You heard Benjamin Netanyahu say that there are leaders that are packing their bags and leaving. Do you believe that this Iranian regime can be toppled?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time. I believe that for 44 years. It's not a matter of if, but a matter of when. But now we have a tremendous opportunity. Last time we spoke, I mentioned that the regime is at its weakest. As of last 3 days, the regime is 10 times weaker than it was 2 weeks ago. So at this stage, I think the Iranian people obviously realize that the playing field has been more equalized for them to give them finally an opportunity to rise and get rid of this regime. Because we always believe that the ultimate solution to the problem is for this regime to no longer be there. Not at the hand of foreign troops or countries, but at the hand of the Iranian people themselves. The Iranian people are the boots on the ground that we need. What they need, however, is solidarity from the free world to once and for all get rid of the problem, help Iranians overcome this regime, and put an end to all the threats that this regime has been the root cause of for 4 decades now in the region and beyond.
Okay, before he goes on, this again is the Crown Prince, who is the rightful deserving prince of Iran, this ancient civilization. And so that Khomeini came in and took over. Well, how did he get the power to come in and take over? Of course, with the U.S. government. When I say CYA, it's change the Y to an I, okay? I know I don't mean, anyway, whatever. It's I'm still, you know, if this video is on, I just don't want it to get downgraded on X or something else. Anyway, the point is, that's how they've taken over. And this, if they no longer have the power of the people, the New World Order, to remain in power, then you can put the rightful person back in charge. That's the thing. And then, because it's not that it was a quote, a civil war or civil uprising where they installed, the people of Iran installed this person, the Khomeini. No, it was that the New World Order installed him. I'm not even going to say USA or the CIA, really. It's just called, who is the New World Order installed Khomeini all these years ago. And so they've been under this terrible regime for all these years, and they've got to be set free. And I was just there the other day talking to her, and she was so upset about the attacks. I said, I believe this is the moment. I know it's hard. I know this is difficult. I know this is scary. But if you could, I even told her this. I said, if I had a crystal ball where I could show you here in the next couple of weeks, you're going to see Iran is finally set free, then you would be, then you wouldn't have a sad face. So anyway, and I'd love her absolutely to pieces. And so she has not been, I love her to pieces. She's so sweet. The Iranian people are so sweet. Everybody I've met is just so wonderful. But the thing is, she's not been taught, or she's not practiced in faith. And that's one of the things I think that I've hopefully been able to do over these years of having this channel, is to teach faith, to say, okay, let's not, you know, jump off a bridge. Let's not worry. Let's redouble our efforts to fight and trust the plan and trust the Lord that he's going to work good. Now, it's difficult for her because she has seen so much devastation, so much sadness. And I just said, just hang on. I think we're really, really close to a solution. And actually, that was what I was just texting her, this, because I wanted her to see this post where he's speaking on Maria this morning. And I just think that, you know, as he's saying here, this is the moment. I'm praying that I believe this is the moment. And back to what I was saying before, I think that President Trump is using Israel to do it. Okay? He's using, and really, if you think about it, the two are the New World Order, fighting the New World Order, you know, and always their proxy war, but then it's President Trump is the genius, so he's using what they're trying to do to bring more war, to do two things, to set the people of Iran free, and to expose how this is a warmonger regime. Does that make sense? I really think that's what's happening. President Trump, I'm going to say it again, President Trump is a genius. He is using what they're doing as a proxy war to both set Iran free and to expose the warmongers. All right? I believe that's what's happening. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit more of this because this is really great.
Do you
really
think
great.
The rest of the world, the free world, will heed that call and come to the aid of the Iranian people? What would you like to see?
What I'd like to see is for the world to know that the only way you can have less stress for the economic stability of the world, have less casualties of innocent victims here and there, have an end to all this stress, including the nuclear threat, is to eliminate this regime. The sooner they come to this conclusion, the sooner we'll be rid of the problem and we can all breathe a sigh of relief. The Iranian people are willing to do their part. In fact, they've done this so many times with no help whatsoever, but they're willing to risk life and limb in order to finally overcome. Last night, people on the streets were angry, chanting death to the dictator yet again. They know who the enemy is. The regime has been giving them slogans of death to America and death to Israel for the past 4 decades. And Iranians have been responding, they lie to us when they say it's America. Our enemy is right here, meaning the regime.
I really appreciate that. Does that make sense to you guys? I just posted that over on X. I want you to see. I'm gonna put it in the link. So help this to go out, really, if you guys can. I'm going to post the link right there. If you just go and heart it, like it, give it some love, and then there it is. There's the post right there. This is, I just posted, it's whatever, it's a big long thing. Let me just go, I'll go, the crown, Iran Prince. I'm going to put that on there so you guys can find it. Please post that one. All right. And share it, like it, comment on it. Comments really help. I mean, you don't have to say this big long diatribe. Just go on there and say some kind of liking that you like this or whatever. Put a heart or something in a comment. Okay. So anyway, this understand that we've been led to believe in the media, in the America, that the Iranians are wild-haired, crazy people. They hate America and they're death to America. That is not true. That is all this propaganda. And just don't fall for it. Okay, so that's the number one thing. All right, so now I want you to hear, and this is so important. This is so important. I feel like I want to play almost the whole thing of this. Bannon is not up for this war. He's not up for it. He is not at all interested in us getting dragged into another conflict with Iran. And so this was very interesting discussion that he and Flynn had, because it very much appears that Flynn is wanting us to join in with Israel. He sounds to me like to be a very, very strong Israel supporter, and that even he doesn't believe that they did this unilaterally. Okay, so I want you to hear what he has to say.
In a couple of Middle East wars, do you agree with that headline? Is this just a surgical strike to take out the nuclear processing and nuclear bomb-making capability of the Persians, or do you believe that this is actually igniting a broader war in the Middle East, General Flynn?
Yeah, this is a much broader war, and I'd like to bring people's attention to my post on X this morning. The last couple of days, I've been putting out these updates, and go to @GenFlynn, G-E-N Flynn. So, yes, this is a much broader struggle. And in terms of Israel, Israel has finally gotten to the stage, and I mean, talk about extraordinary strategic patience and combined with exquisite intelligence for years that have been in the works, to include people on the ground, you know, physical military capabilities and intelligence capabilities, but also human intelligence sources and networks. And this is also a warning to the rest of the Arab world. What Israel is doing to Iran right now, trust me, the Israelis will protect and defend themselves to survive. So this is a broader regional war, as I laid out this morning.
Hang on, General Flynn, hang on for a second. You say protect themselves. Correct me if I'm wrong. They went on this solo, right? Didn't tell us. Mm-hmm. There's some discussion about that, but they made a unilateral decision. But the assumption of that is that America was going to be all the air defense is not a big part of the air defense, including Arleigh Burke class cruisers in the Eastern Med right now, predicated upon America's involvement as a combatant in this right now, sir?
Yeah, I mean, yes. So the answer to that, Steve, the big answer is yes. I mean, when we provide part of that intelligence capability, whether it's, you know, land-based, you know, space-based. So that intelligence capability puts us in a camp, in the Israeli camp. And to me, rightly so. I mean, I don't have any issues with that because...
Okay, did you hear that? And that's what I get conflicting information. You know, we got straight from President Trump and from Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, that they were not involved. And so that General Flynn is saying that we have given them strategic information. So which way is it? Which is it? And so he's saying that we are giving them this information for them to do their strikes in Iran. And that brings us into it. Basically, that it was not unilateral. This was not something that was done just by Netanyahu. And Netanyahu also posted, as I said earlier, that this was done, you know, at the behest of Trump, basically, with the blessings of Trump. That's not what I hear from President Trump. Not to say that he doesn't agree that this was good, that they don't no longer have the, well, that some of their nuclear capabilities have been taken out. He's acted like he, you know, agrees with that, but he did not, from the posts I have read, he does not believe, he's not admitting that they were part of this attack, that this was something, and Bannon believes this too, this was done all by the Netanyahu and his people, himself, themselves, the people at the top of the IDF, okay, Mossad. This is who attacked. And maybe they thought from different things that President Trump said that they were going to get backed, or maybe they said we're just going to do it and devil may care and we're going to just force America into this thing. It's very hard to piece together. It really is. All right. So he's saying that we need to be a part of it, and we need to not just protect Israel, but we need to be a part of this conflict. And it's a slippery slope, and it'll drag us right in. Now, It's in my opinion, it's a different situation. If you're saying we're just protecting you from the missiles that are coming and drones that are coming into Israel, that's a different thing. But to give them this military intelligence is really, in my opinion, if we've done that, that's over the line, and I'm not convinced that we've done that. Okay, no matter how many people have said it, I'm not convinced that's what we've done. Anyway, you guys can tell me in the chat what you think.
What we're talking about is a nation, and now I'm talking about Iran,
You don't have a problem with somebody saying unilaterally. You have a negotiating process.
Right.
And whether it was working or not, President Trump said it's making progress. Supposed to have another meeting on Sunday. All right. And obviously he said a 60-day, and it was beyond the 61st, but he had Witkoff and these guys going to a Muscat in Oman to sit down for another 6th or 7th round. The Israelis are up front. They made a unilateral decision to go. Once you make a unilateral decision to go, aren't all bets off? Because if you let people make, like the Ukrainians last week attacked the Russians, if you let these guys make unilateral decisions, you're automatic. We don't have a treaty with Israel. We don't have a treaty, not unlike NATO, where we actually have a treaty that's got Article 5, one attacked, all attacked. We don't have a treaty with Ukraine. We don't have a treaty with Israel. We have a special relationship. But isn't that special relationship put on hold if they make a unilateral decision? Because then you're allowing somebody, that's wag the dog. Yeah. You're allowing them to draw you in as a combatant. Is that not correct?
Yeah. So the big.
Okay. So I'm going to let him respond. But, you know, that's the issue is if they make this decision on their own and then they say, well, you have to do what we say, then we don't need a president or Congress to declare war, because Netanyahu gets to decide our foreign policy and if we're going to war or not. Well, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. We can't have them making these decisions. We haven't, you know, we haven't even had, you know, we're our own country. But they, for so long, have run our country, run all of our congressmen, and they know that they have so many in their pockets, but either through blackmail or through bribery, that they feel like they can do such a thing as this, and they can say things, and that the media will back them. And so many people will. I mean, you've seen a lot of these posts. People are out there saying all kinds of things, and a lot of these people are paid to do so. You know, and that's why people like us, we are not. We're out here trying to get the truth out, you know, and we have to be the ones speaking the truth and speaking reason. So I really appreciate Bannon speaking reason on this. I believe that they did this unilaterally, made their own decision to do this. Okay, let's see what Flynn says about that.
Word that you use there is if. So first of all, I want people to understand is Iran was probably days away from matching the capabilities from ballistic missile capabilities with a nuclear uranium enriched warhead. Okay, days away. If they were in that period of it, you know, since we've all been talking about this, Steve, for a long time, we have a psychotic regime, and most of whom their leadership has been taken out, and I posted this morning that I have reports that the Ayatollah may have been wounded in one of those strikes. So that's, you know, that's out there. So we have a psychotic regime that has not only talked about the annihilation of the nation state of Israel, but also talked about how we as the great Satan need to be annihilated from the planet. So these are psychotic leaders. I have video now that has been sent to me from inside of Iran that has shown the people of Iran celebrating this attack by the Israelis. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon, period. Now, back to your bigger question about, you know, was this a unilateral?
I don't disagree that the regime is evil. I do not disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. And I, you know, I don't disagree that this is a great moment for the people to rise up and to remove this leader, and that they no longer should be backed by whoever they're backed by. You got CIA or the New World Order or whoever it is, they have to be removed. And we've seen it already happen in North Korea, that no longer is the CIA running North Korea. So this is in Jesus' name, is the moment for the same thing to happen with Iran.
Effort. I think that whoever's using those words needs to really rethink those and be very careful about who's using them. If it's the Israeli regime Israelis that are using it, then, you know, we have to be suspect, because if we're providing intelligence, and we are then, you know, not implied, but specifically involved in supporting the attack itself. So So there's a broader regional conflict that is playing out right now. The other part that I did not add in this morning that I think people need to be aware of, because I'm going to be carrying this later today or tomorrow, is what's China's role? Because the Chinese are the biggest benefit.
I don't want to go into all the Chinese stuff, but I do want, you to hear how Bannon responds. And I don't really think that Flynn really appreciated it, because he was like, you're going on this rant. So check this out.
Wounded horribly in those many years in combat that you served.
Oh my God, Steve. Too many. And the numbers are beyond what, and that's why I say, you know, I'm not anti-war, but I'm anti-stupid war. And so the United States of America,
okay, well,
this president,
hang on here. I don't want to walk you into a trap here, so I'm going to get to the punchline. I think you would agree that the beginning of both those conflicts, you know, even in Afghanistan, where we kind of secured what we needed to secure quickly, but couldn't get Osama bin Laden, and then we tried to have a democracy project, which you had to bear the burden of. And as you remember, when you were National Security Advisor, one of our highest priorities as the president is, let's get out of Afghanistan, not like Biden got out, but an orderly way, a smart way. But in Iraq, with the weapons of mass destruction, all that nonsense, these were wars we kind of got into, and, you know, 10, 15, 20 years later, we're still in them. My question about this is precision of language and action. I feel very uncomfortable, because guess what? As you know better than anybody, General Flynn, Persia ain't Iraq, and Persia is not Afghanistan. This is the same power that went up against the Greeks and the Roman Empire 5,000 years ago. Okay, this is an ancient civilization. To get involved in a war, as the Financial Times of London says, and you agree with, and we agree here with POSO, this is the beginning of a potential war. We need to be precise to know that the Israelis determined on their own. And now let's talk about the bait and switch. It's just not about going after the nuclear command structure, all that. This was a decapitation. They attempted a decapitation for a regime change. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. If they're going to take the whole thing and then we make a decision independently, oh, yes, maybe we do share intelligence. Maybe we get the Arleigh Burks over to protect Tel Aviv. Right now, I'll be blunt. This is just as sloppy, just as ill thought through, just as lack of precision as Afghanistan and how we started there, and Iraq as we started there. And quite frankly, the Fox News team and the pom-poms up, we played on the cold open the other day, shock and awe, shock and awe, shock and awe, when Fox was up there with the pom-poms. We are inexorably drawn into a conflict that we're not making clear decisions about now. If we're going to be in this,
so let me jump in.
Okay, go ahead.
You're on a diatribe there. That's fine.
Okay. There you go. That was quite an interesting conversation. You see why I wanted you to hear so much of it. And so I'm going to have to get some pom-poms, because he's always talking about the pom-poms. They're all like, let's go to war. That's what he's talking about. They're like, hey, let's go. Fox News and CNN and all the media is going to get out the pom-poms and get everybody to go to war. And so, that's really the issue, is that they've done this on their own. I agree with Bannon. I just got to agree with Bannon. They started this thing. And, we have not made any agreement to be a part of what they are doing. And again, just like President Trump just posted this morning, that he was, or yesterday, whatever it was, he was not involved in the conflict. Okay, I've got a post, I know somewhere, whatever, that they were not involved. All right, so where was it? I know I had it. Where did I put it? Was it there? Okay. No, not that one. Anyway, y'all heard me say it. All right, wherever it is. All right, so now let's keep going and let's see what is going to happen. Now we've got all this, we've had Pentecost, we now have had this calling out of the military and deputizing the National Guard in California. So, which points us directly to these posts that we were told that this would happen, as well as all these riots and protests that have been organized, and some of them are going on, but it doesn't look like it was as big as what a lot of them had made it out to be. Oh, it's going to be all over the country, and there's going to be, you won't even be able to walk down the street because it's just going to be so much conflict. it doesn't appear that that has happened. We'll see. And so maybe they'll start to gin these up even more. And maybe some have heard that that might be for the, that they'll do that for 4th of July. I don't know. I know that whatever happens, if that is what they do, then our military is ready. You saw that yesterday. It was a clear indication that our military has been doing this for 250 years, and they know exactly how to do it to shut down someone who's trying to take over the country, even to the point they, as you saw, they had at the parade, they had people from the Civil War, okay? And that if that's what they have to do to keep our country together, they will come out and do that. All right, and that's really what this is about. That's what this is about, is getting our country back. I'm not even going to go into it, but just very briefly, you guys know that the conflict with the Civil War was where they were trying to hijack our Constitution and gain control over our country, and that's really what it was about. That it was not about this, you know, trying to get the South back. It was about getting, you know, the criminal cabal wanted to get control over our country and to change our Constitution into a corporation. Anyway, I'm not going to go into all that, but anyway, so we know that our military is under the right leadership with President Trump and Pete Hegseth and all these true white hats. They can turn this thing around, not only in America, but all over the world. President Trump has said many, many times he doesn't want to have war. But it's going to be done in a way. He's going to do everything he can to get it resolved with trade. But as I said from the very beginning of this video, there are some who are dead set against peace and they want to foment war because they make money and they get power from it. And those are the ones that we need the military to go in and shut down. And so that's where, thank God, we have the military. And the military is the only way to shut that down. Now, so President Trump had posted yesterday, at 21:34 military time, buckle up. Well, he posted this. Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Yeah, here it was at 21:34. He said, "Happy birthday, U.S. Army." And so someone had shared this online. I thought this was great. So post 21:34 talks about buckle up, buttercups. It's about to get bumpy. We'll see. I'm ready. I know you are too. And as we know, even when the trigger is pulled, and whenever it does get bumpy, whenever these things get bumpy, and we call out the military, if that's what he's saying, he's calling out the military to arrest these bad guys, okay? It's not really about illegal criminals and aliens, in my opinion. It's about the New World Order, okay? Whenever they pull the trigger and they go after the real bad guys, the real ones, okay, then it's going to be go time. Just be ready. Don't know exactly when that's going to be, but be buckled up. All right. So that's, yeah, I'm ready for it whenever you are. And that's when we can finally, he's going to say, as we know, he's going to say, bring out the, what do you call it? The emergency broadcast system. On Twitter, he's going to say, the storm is upon us. My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. So we're ready whenever that happens. All right, and we know that there are going to be, you know, riots and all these things that are to prevent that from happening. So just hang on tight. All right, so this was by, I think this was by another one of our patriots. I think, let me see if I can figure out. I want to give him the heads up. Like, oh, no, I just shut it and I don't have it. Bear with me. Don't let me hurt your eyes. I just posted that this morning. It's about the parade, P-E-R-A-D-E, parade. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to find it because I want you to see this, and I want to give the, I think it's Beer on Parade who posted this, because I want to give him the shout out for posting this, for coming up with this. Here it is. Beer on Parade. I think that's who it is. Well, why don't I have it? I normally have it. Okay, no, this was for MJ Ultra, Truth Ultra. Okay, MJ Truth. All right, so he posted this about the parade that President Trump misspelled the word parade. How many times do you do that? Now, I actually went over on Truth, and you can actually misspell a word. It's fairly easy, but I just don't see him misspelling a word parade. I don't see him doing that, okay? So he changed it back 36 minutes later. So check this out, okay? Me too. I hope it's kicked off too, H. Clay. All right, so here's what here it is. It is Beer at the Parade. After all that, there it was. Here was the post right here. Scott Z. Patriot over on X, he said that DJT made a purposeful typo. He thinks it's purposeful. Misspellings matter. That it was spelled P-E-R-A-D-E. And then 36 minutes later, he changed it to parade. And so the Q drop 36 is insanely irrelevant for today's odd series of events. Almost feels like a military precision, eh? And so he posted this. This was, he's saying here, how many military intelligence generals have been in and out of the White House in the past 30 days. Focus on Flynn, background and potential role. I thought that was very interesting, especially because he was really, you know, what is his role in what he's doing right now with this Iran conflict? Very, very interesting. And then it also talks about Soros, Obama, and Clinton. Of course, you know that yesterday the Soroses and the Obamas and the Clintons were up at Martha's Vineyard or somewhere fancy, the Hamptons, somewhere fancy, because Huma Abedin, who is the, quote, you know, daughter of Hillary Clinton, who's been her sidekick and her assistant for years, married George Soros's son yesterday. Big to-do. All right, and so that was wedding day for them. And then at the end it says, I don't know if you can see this, there's simply no other way than to use the military. It's that corrupt and dirty. Please be safe and pray for those in harm's way as they continually protect and serve our great country. This was 36 minutes. The reason he's got post 36 because it was actually 36 minutes from the time he did parade misspelled to where he corrected parade. And that's why he's pointing to this post. Misspellings matter. They don't do misspellings, really. It's not ever done. So we know this is true, and it's a good reminder, which I've already been reminding you this, that there's no other way than to use the military. And it's that corrupt and dirty. You cannot fix it. It's not fixable. You have to go have the military go in and arrest these people. All right, please be safe and pray. So let's do that right now. Whenever someone says to pray, it's my habit to stop and pray right then. And let's do that right now. Someone just texted me this morning something. They needed prayer, and I immediately texted a prayer back. I really think instead of saying I'm going to pray, I do it. It's just my habit that I do it right then. Okay, so let's pray. Lord, I thank you that we have the ability to stop and pray any moment of any day and call upon you, and that you hear our prayers. And so we're asking for prayer for our for mercy and safety for our military. We don't know when the trigger is going to be pulled. We don't know when this is going to happen. But whenever it does, we ask that you would cover them with your angels to protect them. I pray that you will give them the clear direction of what to do. I pray you give them the strength that they would not have any fear, that they would just completely feel your spirit guiding them every step and be filled with joy that you have called them to this amazing day and this amazing time to save the world from the New World Order satanic criminal cabal. We pray this all in your great name, Jesus. Amen. All right. So I would really recommend doing that. If someone says to pray, say, let's do it right now. That's what I always do, always. All right, now, never forget Trump posted a video explaining all the endless wars in Iraq and Syria. Now, I posted that this morning, and this was from CAG Drogo. He posted this, and so I'm going to give you the link to this, and I'll just play a little bit of a clip of it. So grab this clip that I'm just posting. This is, I'm going to talk about conflict history. Okay. So he's really going into it with Obama and how Obama's been involved in trying to do this. So here's the post right here. I'm going to grab it, you guys. It's in the chat right now. And Songbird, if you can put it over in the comments. So this is Jeffrey Sachs. He's talking about how Barack Obama commanded the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government, and the American media covered for him. You guys might not have been paying attention. You might not have been awake to realize what was going on, because the lies are so thick. It's just almost impossible to come out of the lies. That's why we have to be the media now, right? He says reporters are lying through their teeth when they blame Russia. It was Obama 4 years before Russia intervened. Says what Obama did was not democracy. Reporters who are lying through their teeth or ignorant beyond imagining that, oh, the war in Syria. Yes, Russia intervened in Syria. Well, do you know that the Obama tasks the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government? starting 4 years before Russia intervened. So the same thing they did in Syria, they're doing in Iran, using the CYA for regime change. We know that, and to take over. So check this out.
The war in Syria, and you may actually hear from grown-up reporters who are lying through their teeth or ignorant beyond imagining that, oh, the war in Syria, yes, Russia intervened in Syria. Well, do you know that the...
Okay, before I go on, President Trump posted this. Did you see that? President Trump posted this from Wall Street Apes. He posted this. He's trying to let us know how the CIA rolls.
That Obama tasks the CIA to overthrow the Syrian government, starting 4 years before Russia intervened. What kind of nonsense is that? And how many times did the New York Times report on Operation Timber Sycamore, which was the presidential order to the CIA to overthrow Bashar al-Assad? 3 times in 10 years. This is not democracy. This is a game. And it's a game of narrative. Why did the U.S. invade Iraq in 2003? Well, first of all, it was completely phony pretenses. It wasn't, oh, we were so wrong, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction. They actually did focus groups in the fall of 2002 to find out what would sell that war to the American people. Abe Schulsky, if you want to know the name of the PR genius. They did focus groups on the war. They wanted the war all the time. They had to figure out how to sell the war to the American people, how to scare the shit out of the American people. It was a phony war. Where did that war come from? You know what? It's quite surprising. That war came from Netanyahu, actually. You know that? It's weird. And the way it is that Netanyahu had from 1995 onward the theory that the only way we're going to get rid of Hamas and Hezbollah is by toppling the governments that support them. That's Iraq, Syria, and Iran. And the guy's nothing if not obsessive. And he's still trying to get us to fight Iran this day, this week.
He's a deep, dark son of a bitch, sorry to tell you. Because he's gotten us into endless wars, and because of the power of all of this in the U.S. politics, he's gotten his way. But that war was totally phony. So what is this democracy versus dictatorship? Come on. These are not even sensible terms.
Okay. So this was Jeffrey Sachs. I don't agree with him all the time, but on this is spot on. And so who was behind this to try to get to oust Bashar al-Assad, of course, was Netanyahu. Now, this finally did happen. They've tried for all these years to try to oust him, and they were not successful, and then now they finally did. And, of course, Netanyahu was trying to go in and take over. Well, guess what happened? Now, Turkey went over and said, okay, we're gonna run this thing because, you know, we don't want Netanyahu coming in and you know, gobbling up this territory. Okay, that's really what happened here within like 6 months ago. Okay, so this is, I really appreciate not only Jeffrey Sachs saying this, but also President Trump reposting it, trying to help us understand how the CIA goes in and becomes their puppet leader in these countries, and not only in Lebanon and Syria, but also now in and for years, for 42 years I think it is, in Iran. And so that's what really is going on right now, is to remove these people from these criminals from the position of power so that the people of Iran can have their country back. Okay. So that's what's happening with that. Now, a couple of other things. Oh, this is so good. Oh my goodness. RFK is so busy on MAGA this week. Did you guys see all this? This is so exciting. So exciting. The committee went from 11 vaccines to in 1986, to 69 and 92 vaccines before the age of 18. Outrageous. These products are designed to dysregulate your immune system, to change your immune system for life. And now we're having an epidemic of immune dysregulation in our country. And so that's why he changed out the entire ACIP group. Check this out. I know it's probably longer than what I can show, but anyway, check it out.
Reporting that new members include some, quote, COVID shot skeptics. HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. joins me now here in Washington. Secretary, great to have you with us. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to put up the pictures of the individuals that you have named. And, of course, you hear some pushback out there to some of these names. Senator Bill Cassidy suggested that you had promised him that you wouldn't make changes to ACIP, which is the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. And then he posted this. Of course, now the fear is that ACIP will be filled with people who know nothing about vaccines except suspicion. I've spoken with Secretary Kennedy, and I'll continue to talk with him to ensure this is not the case. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, you know, this change, Martha, has been a long time coming. In 2002, the Government Oversight Committee held hearings about ACIP that lasted almost a year, and they issued a scathing report about the institutionalized conflicts of interest and corruption. One of the examples they gave was that 4 out of the 5 members who voted to recommend the rotavirus vaccine to this schedule had a direct financial interest in that vaccine. One of those individuals voted to add it to the schedule, and then he subsequently sold his vaccine. He owned and developed, put this, a guy called Dr. Paul Offit, sold his share, his patent on the vaccine for $186 million. So he said he won the lottery because of his vote. Mm-hmm. That panel found that 97% of the people on the committee had conflicts of interest. This is a committee that has, we've gone up from 11 vaccines in 1986. Today, children get between 69 and 92 vaccines before they're 18. Not one of those vaccines is ever...
It's really high. Those are not all mandatory.
Those are all mandatory. And the reason there's 69 to 92 is some of the brands require 3 doses, okay. Some of them require 4. But none of them have been safety tested, except for the COVID vaccine. The only vaccine on this schedule that has gone through placebo-controlled trials prior to licensure was the COVID vaccine. So nobody has any idea what the risk profiles are on these products. And we don't know whether they have anything to do with the epidemic of chronic disease. Almost all the chronic disease, these are products that are designed to deregulate your immune system, to change your immune system for life. And we are now having an epidemic of immune dysregulation in our country, and we don't have an idea, but we have to investigate to see whether that has anything to do with it. It's one of the potential
causes. The new panel is going to meet on June 25th, and you've seen Ajit Shah and a lot of these officials.
Okay, so I just shared the whole link over on the chat so you guys can watch the whole thing. I just really am so thankful. I'm just thank you, Lord, for RFK, that he is in here fighting so hard. I'm telling you, Lord, protect RFK Jr. and do not let anybody hurt a hair on his head. And so he knows exactly what they've done. And this is, they're making money on this. They're making money on the immune damage to our children. You know, when I was a kid, I got a lot of vaccines, but not 92. And he's saying some of them are like 3-in-1 shot. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. And they're no wonder they're having all kinds of issues, not only with your immune health, but also with their neurological health and their you know, all these things. And so we're going to get our health back. Can we stop poisoning the children? So I really appreciate that. And they do not like the people that he has put on this committee, because he removed the ones who were in there just for the money, and they were controlled by Big Pharma to harm the people. And so now you look at this, you've got Robert Malone, Dr. Malone. I just put this out there a couple of days ago, and a lot of people have seen this. He says you're more likely to become infected, have disease, and even die if you've been vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine compared to unvaccinated. He just red-pilled the world. Check this out.
Is not adequate to only consider the short-term adverse events as related to the vaccine. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
There you go. Can you believe he's now on this panel? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for RFK. This is what we're seeing. This is what we've been promised. The Lord said that we will return to the old ways and that our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. This is really what it's about, is first of all, stop poisoning us. Our bodies can do a lot of great things and can repair themselves if you just get out of the way. You just stop damaging our bodies. So I'm so thankful. And so he is now on this panel as well as all these great people. It's just beautiful. I wanted you guys to see that and to enjoy it. And if you haven't seen some of the ways that I have found and just over the years, the true remedies, check into my health page, freedomforce.live/health, or you can go right here and just scan through all the health remedies right here. And it's just so exciting to have the real remedies. We're not going to get it from the government. We're going to get it from each other, from patriots who've been suppressed. And so this is why I try to make sure to share all these things. The chlorine dioxide, I've been using this. The mouthwash over there, I can't even believe I've got mouthwash and toothpaste that's chlorine dioxide. How awesome is that? And as well as the snoot spray. I'm spraying my nose with this stuff. It's just amazing. It's sodium chloride that's specifically for the nasal passages. We're taking the methylene blue to stave off the Alzheimer's, you know, all the things that they've done to make us where we can't think, we're all muddleheaded. And so the methylene blue really helps your brain health, as well as, of course, the CBD. Check out freedomforce.live/CBD. The ways that you can stop depression and bipolar disorder. I literally have people who are having these problems and they're well. So exciting. Check that out. If you know anyone, these are ways that you can get your true health back. This is how the Lord healed my heart. I've done these green smoothies. Look at the healing the heart. If you guys have been here for a long time, you know that I was poisoned, literally poisoned. Poisoned. My heart was damaged, and my heart is well now. So praise the Lord. He showed me how. And you guys prayed, and the Lord showed me what to do. Amazing. So there's this whole story on healing the heart, as well as the green smoothies. Do this every day, you guys, just stuff you get from the grocery store and from Amazon, whatever, that you can put and heal just all over your body. It helps your body have a fighting chance, because really medicine doesn't heal. Our bodies heal themselves. We just have to have all these toxins off of us. Oh, and I'm going to talk about it here in a little bit, but this is the Pure Body Extra. Let me see where that one is. It's over on the health page, freedomforce.live/health. But do this every day, even at the cellular level. If your DNA has been damaged, I believe this can go in and cleanse even at the cellular level. So, you know, this is what we have to do. We have to detox from everything that they have done to us. All right. So I think that was, I wanted you to see that. Our time is running out, but I've got some beautiful Bible verses I want to remind you of, especially where it talks about President Trump going in and stopping all these wars, wherever, as he was listing all these places, including what's going to be happening in Ukraine and Russia next week, as well as in stopping all this mayhem in Iran. I'm just ready for them to be set free and for Israel to be exposed, to be honest. Anyway, it says, come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. He will teach us his ways and we will walk in his paths, whether it's for our health or for our for peace in the earth. Okay, this is from Isaiah chapter 2. For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion, his word will go out from Jerusalem. This is the city of God. This is not about a place on a map. This is talking about the city of God's people. Wherever God's people are, we are where the truth goes out of us. Okay, it's not about a city. It's not about a control structure. It's about God's people. The truth of God's teachings will go out from his people. Yeah, with me? His word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. Can y'all see that? Is that a little bit small? They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation nor train for war anymore. Amen. How about that? Praise the Lord on that. That's the Isaiah chapter 2. Here's the promise of the Lord. Here it talks about, let me see if I can find this one. Psalm 46. There was the one I wanted you to see. There's the one I want you to see. God is our refuge and our strength. Come see. Okay, here we go. Here's in verse 8 and 9. That's what I want you to see. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world, upon the evildoers, not upon people indiscriminately. It's not about that. It's about him destroying the evildoers. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. How about that? I'm so excited. We're going to live in a day when there's no more wars, you guys. It's going to, the golden age, there's not going to be wars. Praise the Lord. So that is in Psalm 46, 8 and 9. He causes the wars to cease throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. There's also, he makes the war to cease through the ends of the earth. I want to read to you guys from Habakkuk chapter 3. If you're not familiar with this book, and End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, what'd I do with it? This book right here, and I'm working so hard on the study guide, just bear with me. We're going to get it. But this is the book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This is one from Habakkuk chapter 3, after he had been so like, come on, Lord, why are you letting these bad guys get away with all this? He finally realized that God has perfect timing. He knows exactly the way to do this, and it's got to be done in the exact right moment. And so this is where Habakkuk's response. He says, my legs gave way beneath me. I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. He realized the Lord is going to destroy them. And it's going to be terrifying. And when he saw it, when he realized what the Lord was going to do, it wasn't just some little, oh, you're going to jail for 2 years. No. It is judgment falling. And so his legs were shaking. He shook in terror at what was going to happen to them. Not to him, but to them. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. All right, so I'm ready. I know you are too. We're going to wait quietly. We're going to wait patiently. We're going to trust the plan. We're going to trust the Lord. That's what we're going to do. And we're going to fight. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there's no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, even if you got a bunch of trouble. We had some trouble this week. I'm not even going to go into it. But I'm just trusting the Lord. I'm just going to trust him. It says, yes, I'll rejoice in the Lord. I'll be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights. That's what he does. Even in the middle of mayhem. I had several mayhem things this week. I'm like, okay. But the Lord has made me able to tread on the heights because that's what I do. I continually trust the Lord, okay? And he says, don't fret because of evildoers. It'll only cause you pain. I'm not going to fret because of evildoers. I just put my trust in the Lord. All right, now look at this one. This is the Malachi chapter 4. I love this one too. Look at this. This is the one I promised at the very beginning of the show. I said he's going to destroy the root branches and all. This is what it says in Malachi chapter 4. Again, this is from that book, Major Clues. Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They knew. They give us major clues we just didn't even realize. The Lord of Heaven's armies says the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all. This is what Habakkuk was seeing, and he was like, made him shake because it was like terrifying. This is the Lord is going to rescue us, and we're going to have our countries back, whether it's in Iran or Lebanon or America or wherever you live. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Healing for those who've had been jabbed 96 times. There'll be healing in his wings. You will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. I've just posted the little goats. Did y'all see the little goats last week? This is from that verse. You will go free, leaping with joy like calves led out to pasture. On that day when I act, you will tread upon the wicked as if they were dust under your feet, says the Lord of Heaven's armies. How about that? Praise the Lord. This is where we are in the timeline of history. The Lord says also in Amos, that's another minor prophet, in that day I will restore the fallen house of David. I'll repair its damaged walls. From the ruins I will rebuild it and restore its former glory. This is about the golden age. And Israel will possess what is left of Edom. This is about white hats versus dark hats. This is about good versus evil, righteous versus wicked, okay? The righteous will possess what is left of the evil ones. That's what, when you see the word Israel, think of the righteous. We just replace the word for righteous. The righteous ones will possess what is left of the evil ones, okay? and all the nations I have called to be mine. The Lord has spoken, he will do these things. The time will come when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. Then the terraced vineyards on the hills of Israel will drip with sweet wine. In other words, your bank account will fill up faster than you can spend it. That's what it's talking about. The grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. You're like, I can't even take in all this money. How about that? This is what we're headed. This is the promise in Amos chapter 9, 13. I will bring my exiled people of Israel back from distant lands, and they'll rebuild their ruined cities and live in them again. Again, the righteous will inherit the earth. The meek will inherit the earth. The righteous will then have their cities back, their country back, and live in them in peace with these people gone. They'll plant their vineyards and gardens. They'll eat their crops and drink their wine. I'll firmly plant them there. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I have given them. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is from, if you go on to, I'll just post this link real quick for you over on the chat, but this is the where you can find the books and you can read them. They're only $2.99 on Amazon. End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's the Decode of Revelation. You can also get the Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That's what I was just reading to you some of. And then here's the one, 17 Bible stories we're experiencing before our very eyes. You can also go on freedomforce.live and just get the audiobooks there and listen to Melly there. All right, so that's that. And then I think that's it. Okay, so super quick. Tomorrow there's something special going on, super quick, and I know I've been on here too long, but anyway, tomorrow something cool is coming on. I was told about this, and they have given a special offer. It's starting tomorrow. And I was like, well, should I tell them today? I'm just going to go ahead and explain it to you today in case you are interested. So do you know anything about telemeres? I'm going to show you this video. I'm going to show you this video about telemeres so you can see. Okay, this is your DNA strand. And think of it like little shoelaces at the end of your telomere strand, and that they start to get shorter and shorter and shorter as you age. And that's why you get gray hair, and that's why you start to, certain things don't work like they did when you were younger and all that. And so if you can keep your DNA strand long, then you can to slow down the aging process. And I think that this is what's behind that passage that I've quoted to you so many times from Jasher. Is it Jasher or Jubilees 23? Anyway, from where it says that they'll live, that their lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. I really think that that extension is talking about, this life extension is really in the telomeres. If the telomeres can stay long and fresh and vibrant, then we don't age, quickly at all. And that's really what it's about. If you can live 1,000 years, it's because your telomeres are not shortening. So check this out.
Telomeres. Telomeres are structures made from DNA sequences and proteins found at the ends of chromosomes. They cap and protect the end of a chromosome like the end of a shoelace. In almost all animals, from the simplest to the most complex, telomeres are required for cell division. With each cell replication, the telomeres get shorter and shorter until they're so short that your cells can no longer divide. When cells no longer divide, tissues age. However, telomeres can be rebuilt by an enzyme called telomerase to restore cell division. If you think we've found the fountain of youth, think again. If a cell keeps dividing uncontrollably and overcomes the limitations of telomeres, a cancerous tumor can form. This is why telomeres are so important. In healthy cells, they achieve the necessary balance between limiting cellular lifespan and your own longevity, and keeping cancer growth at bay.
All right, so there you go. This is about the telomeres. Okay, and so we want our telomeres to be long and strong and not to age, okay, if we can possibly do it. And so this is where Joe Rogan was talking about that he was doing some therapy, and of course he is the picture of health and vitality, but he was talking about how he had treatment on his telomeres. Check this out.
Yeah, I don't know if we have that in Auckland. Probably
Dude,
do.
I did a whole series. When I first moved to Austin, I did the whole series because there's this protocol. I think it was an Israeli study that they did where they showed that it lengthens telomeres. You do like 60 sessions over 90 days. And you know what? They measure your biological age by the length of your telomeres. It puts 20 years on you. Like it decreases your age of your telomeres.
Is telomeres like a DNA strand or something?
It's a, well.
Nah, not yet. We don't.
Okay. All right, so I just want you to see that now. Okay, so this is not saying you're some kind of treatment like he did. Lord even knows how much that cost. I have no idea. But this is, I'll show you the link right now, and I think it's taking a place tomorrow, and it's on for $39. So I want you guys to be aware of it. I'm going to just pop the link right here. I'm going to say telomeres. And all right, so this is where it's going to be on sale, where it helps your telomeres to not age, not to shorten. And so here, if you go get that tomorrow, claim your special offer. This is a special offer right there. I just posted the link, and you can watch this video on here. But this is, let me see if I can, yeah, they just more information, cognitive clarity, sleep quality, stress response, joint health. It just goes into more details about how you can help to keep your telomeres long and where they don't degrade, where they don't get shorter. So it's not something that you're going to sense or feel in, you know, one day, but it's something if you're interested in doing that, and I am, we are all, I don't know about you, but you know, sensing different things happening, they're like, oh, okay, what, that didn't used to do that. So I just want to slow this thing down if we possibly can, and we've got biblical reason to believe that's going to happen. And so again, I'm not waiting on the government to do this. I love Touchstone Essentials. They are the ones who have helped so many people who have been jabbed, and it helped them to cleanse their at the cellular level. And so this is what I really love about this country, this company, that they really work hard to get the products that can help us to live long, healthy lives. So thank you so much to Touchstone Essentials. All right, so tomorrow I'll post that on the channel as soon as it comes out. I think that's it. I think that's everything. I think that's everything I wanted to share. That's everything I had for you today. Okay, so let's pray. And I'll be on the chat for you guys for a little bit longer. All right, so thank you so much, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world, that you are running this whole thing, and that you've called us into this battle. And thank you for RFK Jr. and for all these now on this ACIP panel to protect the children from all these jabs. Lord, they're after the children. Lord, protect the children. And also, Lord, protect our telomeres. Protect us so that we can live long, healthy lives. And everything that they have done to us to damage our lives and to damage our health and to take away our peace of mind, we pray that everything will be reversed. And you said in your word that you will repay us double blessings for what they have done to us. And I just thank you and praise you that you're going to do that for us. You're going to restore what they have done. All that you'll restore what the locusts have eaten. Now, we ask you to strengthen the military, as President Trump asked us to pray for them, as well as for him, that you just continue to give him the wisdom so that he can thread this very complicated needle to resolve all these conflicts all over the world. And I just pray that the people of Iran will be set free. We pray together that you would bring in this prince, this crown prince, who's likely very deserving of this role. That position was removed from him because of the evil New World Order coming in and hijacking the country. We pray that the rightful rulers, those who love their country, will be put back into positions of authority so that they can do good for the people and that everyone can have peace in their country. We pray that that'll happen in every country, and we know that that's your promise. As we saw here in your word, you are going to repair the ruins that they have, they've just ruined so many things, and you're going to repair all of these things. You're going to build it all back up, and that we will go free like little calves out of the stall, and for all, not just for us in America, but for people all over the world. We thank you that is going to happen. We just pray that the ones who are doing evil, who are just trying to foment war, that they will be exposed and they'll be rooted out, that the whole world will see it. We're ready for this mass start awakening when people start to see the truth about what's really been going on, so that this whole criminal network can collapse and they can be arrested. And we just wait on you for your perfect timing. Like Habakkuk, we're going to wait for the coming day when disaster will strike those who have invaded us. We're not going to worry. We're not going to fret because of evildoers. We're going to trust you. We're going to trust your plan, and we're going to continue to fight, and we're going to continue to pray. I thank you, Lord, for everybody on the Freedom Force Battalion. Again, we ask you to strengthen each one of them and help us to fight, 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 and to be a part of what you're doing. What an honor it is that you have called us into this great battle and this great battle of Armageddon that we'll always know that we were fighting alongside each other, side by side. Lord, I pray for that you'd help us to reach people over on X, help us to work hard to build this up so we can help to share the good news of the kingdom, that this is biblical, literally. This is your day for setting us free, and that we're going to have beautiful golden age. The golden age will be beautiful for a 1,000 years. Lord, I pray you make us live 1,000 years. Grow those telomeres long, Lord. Make them long so we can live 1,000 years on this earth, healthy and wealthy and wise. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I'm so glad we were able to hang out today. I missed you yesterday, but okay. And I will see you. You know, I'll see you on Tuesday at 6 p.m. So mark your calendar, and I will. That's it. Okay, guys, I got to go. I love you, and I will talk to you later.